for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you and good evening, everyone, from Johnson Brock High School. It's time once again for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight we have the boys' D1 district finals, the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on the Sandy Creek Cougars. Along with me tonight, we have from Sandy Creek, Keaton Foreman. And Keaton, we're kind of competing with the band here right now, but welcome, young man. Glad to have you with us.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Keaton.
Yep. So I'm an 8th grade student at Sandy Creek. I live in Clay Center, but attend technically in a Fairfield address. I compete in multiple sports, baseball, some golf, and
Been working for a couple of years here.
Yep, I started last basketball season, did it for football, and this is my second full year.
All right, well, we're glad to have you along with us here tonight. Again, it's going to be the Johnson Brock Eagles. They come in tonight at 21-4 on the season, taking on the Sandy Creek Cougars. The Cougars at 13-12. This is the D1 Boys District Final. And the winner here, of course, moves on to the state basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Going to be a busy week of basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Tomorrow night, the Auburn Bulldogs will be hosting Lincoln Lutheran here on Sunny. I'll be over on our sister station, KTNC, tomorrow night, as we will have the Sacred Heart Irish taking on Potter Dix. That game will be played at Kearney Catholic High School, and I'll have the play-by-play for you on that one over on KTNC. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, then we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Fall City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas. This Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to the public.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back to Johnson-Brock High School. As we said, getting set for the D1 Boys District Final, the Johnson-Brock Eagles and the Sandy Creek Cougars. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's District Final. First of all, for the visiting Cougars of Sandy Creek, they're coached by head coach Cole Weisman. He'll go with Caden Clark. Clark is a senior. Ethan Shaw. Shaw is a sophomore. Ethan averages 13.2 points per ball game, and he has hit 45 threes on the season for the Cougars. Jacob Peter in the starting lineup. He averages 2.3 points per ball game and is a sophomore. Drake Lolly. Lolly is senior, 6.5 points per game. Jack Clark, just a sophomore. He averages 7.6 points per game, and he has hit 48 three-pointers on the season for the Cougars. Coach Coleman brings the Cougars in with a record of 13 wins and 12 losses. The starting lineup for your Johnson-Brock Eagles, coached by head coach Lucan Daldenhouse. They start Sloan Pelican, a 5'8 junior, 8.5 points per game. Camden Dollinghouse, 6'1 and a sophomore, 12.7 points per contest. Kason Dollinghouse, his twin brother, also 6'1 and a sophomore, 5.8 points per game. Nick Perriott, Perriott is a 6'3 senior, just over 10 points per contest. And Leighton Behrens rounds out the starting five for the Eagles. He is a 6-foot junior, averaging 4.4 points per contest. The Eagles come into the game with a record of 21-4 on the season. As I mentioned a few moments ago, alongside me tonight, Keaton Corman from Sandy Creek, an 8th grader, a Strive student. Kind of a unique thing here. We'll talk about it more later in the broadcast, but the Strive students from Johnson-Brock and Sandy Creek have teamed up to put together a 5-camera set for you here tonight. So those of you enjoying the game tonight on Johnson-Brock Strive TV, it should be quite a show. Jack Clark in there to jump it up against Nick Perriott. And here's the opening tip, controlled by Johnson-Brock. Eagles with the basketball. It'll be Camden Dollinghouse on the dribble across the timeline to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense by Sandy Creek. They try to get the ball off to Sloan Pelican. Instead, it goes back to Perriott on the right wing. Nick Perriott dribbles inside the paint, bounces into the corner, baseline left side. Kason Dollinghouse driving lay-in, up off, no good. Fight for the rebound. Leighton Behrens comes away with it, gives off to Sloan Pelican. Pelican has the ball stripped away. He lost it out of bounds, and it'll go over to Sandy Creek. It'll be Cougars basketball, opening minute of play here at Johnson-Brock. Now the official stops play for a moment. Seems to be some confusion here with the clock. Clock shows 7:28 to play in the first quarter. No score yet in the ballgame. Johnson-Brock got that opening tip. They had a couple of looks at it underneath, couldn't capitalize, came away empty-handed, and we're still in a scoreless tie. Keaton Corman alongside of me. Folks, Keaton and I got a chance to meet about 60 seconds before we went on the air, but he came out on a team bus with the kids. Is that what they did?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. It'll be Sandy Creek's basketball. The inbound pass comes into Ethan Shaw. Shaw comes up court. It appears Johnson-Brock's going to open in a man-to-man defense also. Shaw with a pass to the left side. Goes over to Lolly with it. Back to the near wing. That's Clark handling the basketball. Top of the circle. Peter with the ball. Now out onto the left wing. Again, they hold it. Into the hands of Lolly. Right side, that's Shaw. Shaw holds the ball for a minute, guarded there by Perriott in that man-to-man. Here's a pass they're going to have to chase down. Almost lost it over and back. Good recovery by Jacob Peter to come up with the basketball. In the paint, back to Peter. Peter in the right wing, comes out to Clark with it. Thus far, the Johnson-Brock defense getting a big round of applause here as they've been able to stymie Sandy Creek thus far with the basketball. Jacob Peter. Peter on the left wing. Again comes up to Lolly with it. Around the horn. Into the corner baseline right side. Trying to make a move to the basket. That's Clark. He can't get a look at it. Back up to the top of the circle. They've ran a full minute here. 6:33 to go in the first quarter. Still no score. This is Caden Clark with the basketball. Top of the circle. Lolly. Very patient offense here on the part of the Sandy Creek Cougar. Now the ball is tipped away and stolen. Sloan Pelican with the steal. Down to Kason. Lay-in up and good. Kason Dollinghouse. Man, is the crowd going to be into this one or what tonight? It is deafening in here.
Yep.
6:09 to go here in the first quarter. 2-0. Johnson-Brock with the early lead. Caden Clark feeds into the corner right side. Clark with the basketball. Now feeds inside, moving toward the basket. The ball, whistle, and a foul on the baseline. A foul will be called on Johnson-Brock.
Stokes.
we are going to have number 30, Leighton Barron. He's going to pick up his first foul, his first team foul as well.
And at the free throw line will be Jacob Peter shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Peter got the first one. He'll have a second shot coming here. 5:56 to go, first quarter, 2-1. Johnson Brock up here. Peter at the line, second free throw up. It's good also. He got a both, and we've got a tie basketball game. Eagles basketball, Nick Perriott on the dribble. Down court across the timeline, stands in the midcourt circle to the left wing. To Kaysen Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse dribbles to the baseline left side, picks up the dribble. Needs help, now lobs it back up top to Camden Dollinghouse. Twin brothers, Camden Dollinghouse beats to Perriott in the paint. Perriott to Sloan Pelican, driving layup. Pelican couldn't get it, ball is tipped out, grabbed up by Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, top of the key, again to Perriott with the basketball. Perriott will be called for carrying the ball. It'll be a turnover and get the ball basketball back to Sandy Creek.
With 5 minutes, 27 seconds left, both teams are tied at 2 points per.
All right, Sandy Creek's basketball. Inbounded to Jacob Peter. Peter back up to Lolly on the left elbow. Top of the key. They come again to Jacob Peter. He looks over to the right for Clark. Can't get it to him. Now does get the ball into the hands of Jack Clark. Into the corner right wing. Drake Lolly for a long three. Up and off, no good. Rebound Perriott. Boy, the crowd is into this. This is as loud as I've heard it in this Johnson Brock gym in a long time. Both teams with a great turnout here tonight. Nick Perriott with the ball to the left wing. Kaysen Dollinghouse driving baseline left side. Back out to Perriott. Perriott works inside the paint to the free throw line. Gives to Sloan Pelican. They run the weave. Kaysen Dollinghouse bounce pass underneath to Behrens. Couldn't get it. A fight for the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds off of Behrens. Johnson Brock fans wanted a foul. And as you might expect, the Sandy Creek fans very pleased with that outcome. All tied up at two apiece here. 4:43 to go now in the first quarter. Still a tie score. We have a sub check in that I missed here. Help me out there if you see.
Number 25, Oliver Ogles, he went back and sat down on the bench.
Okay, he was up, but he went and sat back down.
Take that back. He did come in. I did not see him at first.
Okay, Ethan Shaw with the pass up top to Lolly. Feeds underneath, ball stripped away, knocked out of bounds. Oliver Oglesby, just a freshman, has checked in. He's got to be, 6'5",
somewhere
there? Yep, 6'6", yep. Yeah, I was guessing by looking at it.
Right on the money.
Only a freshman, couldn't get it to go. The ball stripped away from him out of bounds. Ethan Shaw will inbound it. He'll trigger it in baseline right side under his own basket. Lob pass into Drake Lolly. Lolly comes back to the right side to Shaw once again. Lolly holds the ball, now to the left wing with it. Into the corner, deep baseline left side. The big, tall freshman handles the ball. Trapped under there, back to the right side. Clark, 4-3 from the right side. Good. Jack Clark nails a three from the right side, and that puts Sandy Creek up for the first time tonight. 5-2, Cougars with the lead. Underneath, shot is put up, a whistle and a foul. Lane Buckmeyer drove the bucket, went for the shot, and was fouled. We'll see who it's on here.
Number 33, Jack Clark of the Cougars, is going to pick up his first personal foul, first team foul as well.
At the free throw line, Lane Buckmeyer. Good job there, Keaton. Lane Buckmeyer at the line, shooting two shots for Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer, a 6'1 senior. First free throw was on the way up, off the rim. Couldn't get it to fall, off to the left side.
With 4 minutes and 3 seconds remaining, Sandy Creek leads Johnson Brock 5-2.
At the line, Lane Buckmeyer, ready for his second free throw. Second shot is on the way. This one is up and good. He got the roll. Makes it 5-3 now. The lead is 2 for the Cougars. Inbound the basketball into Ethan Shaw. Shaw being guarded very closely out here by Buckmeyer behind the back dribble. Shaw lost the handle on it. Basketball picked up by Clark. Tipped away again. Shaw has it. Everybody after the ball out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. Touching it last was Lane Buckmeyer. That was like a hot potato down here. Nobody could find the handle on the basketball, and it got away out of bounds off of the Eagles. Inbounding the pass, Drake Lolly to toss it in forecourt on the side. Lolly, bounce pass, gets it into the corner near the midcourt line to Ethan Shaw. Shaw guarded by Buckmeyer. It was a pass up top to Oglesby. That's Oliver Oglesby, the freshman. Right wing with it is Caden Clark. Caden picks up his dribble. Again, up to Ethan Shaw. Around to the left wing, Lolly with the ball. Now Shaw handles it. Right side, they come to Jack Clark. He hit the three a moment ago from over here. On the right wing, Lolly. Top of the key, Shaw. Left side on the wing once again is Clark. Sandy Creek has been very, very patient on offense here. Now the ball is tipped away loose. Everybody after it on the floor. Coming out of there is Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer down court, feeds it into the corner right side. Nick Perriott thought about driving, then decided at the last minute to pass it out. This is Sloan Pelican in the paint. Again to Perriott for three, right side off, no good. And the rebound to Oglesby. Oglesby comes down with it. That's Oliver, the freshman, 6'6 and a freshman. Got the defensive board. Lolly on the pressure down court with the basketball. Lolly up to Shaw. Over to the left wing again to Caden Clark. That's Caden Clark holding on the left wing. Oglesby, that is, right? Oglesby at the top of the key.
Yep.
Again to Caden Clark. Clark guarded by Sloan Pelican. Can't dribble away from him. Into traffic to Shaw. Ball taken away with the steal. Camden Dollinghouse. 2-on-3 fast break. Camden Dollinghouse driving lay-in. Up, no, couldn't get it. Rebound pulled down, cleared away underneath by Brody Kaler. Kaler feeds into Sloan Pelican. Pelican goes up with a shot. He'll be knocked to the floor, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sandy Creek.
That's going to be number 25, Oliver Oglesby. First personal foul for him, second team foul.
And at the free throw line, Sloan Pelican shooting two shots.
With 2:17 remaining, Sandy Creek leads 5-3, potentially tying up the game is at the free throw line.
Pelican, first shot is up and off, no good. They'll have a second attempt coming. Pelican would have had a chance, as you mentioned, there to possibly tie it. Got some subs checking in and out. Perriott leaves the ball game. Back in for Johnson Brock. Jalen Barron's on the floor now. Jalen checks in. 5'11 senior. Sloan Pelican waiting patiently at the free throw line, ready to put up his second free throw. Pelican, second shot is on the way. This one is good. Makes it a one-point ball game, 5-4, 2:17 to play in the first period. We're going to have full-court pressure now. A little bit of pressure here by Johnson Brock. Lane Buckmeyer down there covering inbound the pass. They get it across the timeline. Lolly over and back ball. Lolly did not get across the line before they passed the ball to him. It'll be an over and back. Jack Clark shaking his head knowing what happened there. So an unforced turnover there for the Cougars, and those kind hurt a little bit. Gives the ball back to Johnson Brock. Eagles basketball. Kaysen Dollinghouse gives off to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer spin move in the paint. Tries to go around the defender. Good defense on the baseline by Peter. Now they get it out to Barons. Barons to the near side to Brody Kaler. Kaler across court pass. All the way around. Driving shot up. Buckmeyer off no good. Barons rebound. Follow shot out to the right side. Brody Kaler for three. Can't get it. Ball tipped out. And controlling the defensive rebound there for Sandy Creek down court comes Zach Corman in the ballgame now. That was Corman got the rebound. He handles the basketball on the right wing. Zach goes across to the left elbow with it to Peter. Jacob Peter. A lot of subs in the ballgame now for Sandy Creek. They've used about eight ball players already, too. Back to the top of the circle. That's Lolly with the dribble. Lolly guarded by the freshman, Kaler. Lolly goes all the way to the baseline at the free throw line in the paint. Back to Lolly, top of the key. This is a very patient offense from Sandy Creek here. Going after the steal for a moment was Buckmeyer. Said the pass comes to Clark for three. It's off the rim, no. And the rebound is brought down by Kaysen Dollinghouse. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Cougars.
Number 13, Jacob Peter, picking up his first personal foul, third team foul.
So with 1:03 to go here in the first quarter, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 5-4, Sandy Creek up by one. A very, very patient, slow it down type offense tonight from Sandy Creek. Johnson Brock needs to make the most of each possession here because it's apparent the Sandy Creek wants to control the tempo of the ball game. To the left wing, the pass comes to Lane Buckmeyer, up to Sloan Pelican, top of the key. This is Brody Kaler on the dribble. Now Camden Dollinghouse in the paint. Whistle and contact in the paint. Foul's going to be called against the Cougars.
Number 31, Drake Lally, picking up the fourth team foul, his first personal foul for the Cougars defense.
Nick Perriott back into the lineup now. He'll come in for Johnson Brock and replace Lane Buckmeyer. Tonight's game live on Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula calling the play-by-play. Keaton Corman alongside tonight on the color from Sandy Creek. With the ball is Sloan Pelican in the corner, baseline right side. Feeds the ball out to Nick Perriott. Again, finds Pelican on the dribble. Pelican comes inside the paint, moves to the basket, driving, laying up and good. Sloan Pelican with his first field goal Makes it 6-5. Johnson Brock back on top, up by one with 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Cougars will most likely play for one shot here. To the near side, the pass comes to Zach Corman. He takes a couple of dribbles. Corman gives it up to Clark, Jack Clark. A cross-court pass on the left side. Ethan Shaw handles the basketball. Nick Perriott gives chase out here in the man-to-man defense. Back it goes to Lolly with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Lolly, there's a long three, partially blocked. Rebound Sloan Pelican at the buzzer. Doesn't go. After one quarter, Johnson Brock on top.
Yep, we will take a one-minute break and a timeout, and we will be right back after this. This is Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back to Johnson Brock High School. After one quarter, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sandy Creek Cougars. 6-5 your score. My name is Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. A big welcome to all of our viewers out in the Sandy Creek area listening in and watching tonight on the Strive TV. Neat deal here tonight. The Johnson Brock Strive kids and the Sandy Creek Strive kids have formed a little partnership here, and they brought several cameras in from Sandy Creek. I think we're running a 4 or 5 camera set here tonight. Cameras on the baseline. So those of you enjoying the thing on Johnson Brock Strive TV should be enjoying the telecast, as well as those with us here on Sunny 101.3 Radio. All right, we're ready to move to second quarter action. It'll be the Cougars basketball. Inbound pass to Ethan Shaw. Shaw against the man-to-man defense. Give to Lolly at the free throw line. They try to run a little give and go. Lolly couldn't find anybody open. Goes out onto the left side to Clark with it. Jack Clark feeds it in. Fall away jump shot. Bank shot off the glass, up and good by Ethan Shaw. Shaw with a little jumper in the paint. 7-6. Sandy Creek back up by one. Johnson Brock's basketball. Here comes Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse feeds it to the right side. Traveling is going to be called on Johnson Brock's Leighton Behrens. Behrens got double teamed under there. When Dollinghouse fed him the basketball, he's called for a travel, and it'll be a turnover. Give it back to the Cougars. Opening minute of play, second quarter here at Johnson Brock High School. 7-6. Eagles up by one. Cougars with the basketball. Left wing with it. To the near side comes to Lolly. Lolly feeds over to Jack Clark. He hit a three from out here a moment ago. Bounce pass inside Lolly. Good defense by Dollinghouse, not letting Lolly get to the bucket. Now Jack Clark tries to work against Brody Kaler. He can't get in. They go with a cross-court pass to the left wing. Back to Lolly at the top of the key. Between the rings on the dribble. Lolly to the right side finds Caden Clark. Sloan Pelican comes out onto Clark. They give the ball off to Jacob Peter. Baseline Lolly in the corner. Peter at the top of the key. Had an open look. Didn't want to take it. Caden Clark, right wing, again to the top of the circle. Peter had an open look. He doesn't want to shoot the three from out there. Lolly, they feed into Peter, into the bucket. Spin move, fall away, shot off the rim. No. Battle for the rebound. Coming up with it, Nick Perriott. Perriott on the dribble, pushes it down court to the right side. That's Camden Dollinghouse. Off to Keeson Dollinghouse, the twin brother in the corner. Twin brothers, sons of head coach Lucas Dollinghouse. Ball is loose on the floor. Perriott comes up with it. They untangle the players on the floor. Perriott dribbles out of there with the basketball. Comes to the near side, gives to Sloan Pelican. Pelican, bounce pass underneath the Behrens. Shot is up and good by Leighton Behrens. Sloan Pelican with the assist. Leighton Behrens with the shot. 8-7. Johnson Brock back up by one now. Eagles with the lead on top by a single point. Here come the Cougars with the basketball to set their offense. Johnson Brock continues to run the man-to-man defense. Looking for Lolly in the corner. Can't get it. Set back up top to Peter. Off onto the left elbow with it. I think that's Shaw handling the basketball. Shaw comes to Lolly. Right wing Clark. Underneath the basket in traffic. No way to back in there. Trying to get an open look at the bucket is Jacob Peter. Can't do it. Has to come back to Caden Clark. Again, they go to Peter. Now Lolly gets the ball between the rings at the top of the circle. This is a very patient. Is this the type of patient offense that Sandy Creek runs all year?
No, not necessarily, but I did talk to some of the players on the inside, and they said that's going to be their target for this game.
Got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Camden Dollinghouse, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, it's going to be his first personal foul, second team foul.
So it'll be Cougars basketball. They'll trigger it in baseline right side under their own basket. Ethan Shaw to inbound the pass. Lob pass to Lolly, tipped away, almost stolen. Ball is loose on the floor, everybody after it. Now finally coming up with the ball is Nick Perriott. Perriott beats to Sloan Pelican, a cross-court pass into the corner. Brody Kaler for three, got it. Brody Kaler, the freshman, nailed the three. He had seven threes the other night
wow.
in the sub-district. He got his first three of the night there. Ethan Shaw on the dribble, 11-7. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team now. Johnson Brock up by four. Sandy Creek basketball. Ethan Shaw at the top of the free throw circle, guarded by Brody Kaler. Ball tipped away, a whistle, and we're going to have a foul called on Johnson Brock.
Nick Perriott on the foul is going to be his first personal foul, third team foul now for Johnson Brock. We have 4:47 remaining in the second quarter. Johnson Brock leading Sandy Creek 11-7.
I'm Randy Gatula. That's Keaton Corman. You hear on the other microphone here doing a great job tonight. He's an eighth grader at Sandy Creek High School, part of the combination of Johnson Brock and Sandy Creek students getting together tonight for this telecast and video stream, as well as our broadcast here on Sunny. All right, with the basketball for the Cougars, handling it, Jacob Peter out to the left side, finds Shaw, back to Lolly. Lolly around right wing to Caden Clark. Caden Clark holds the ball. Jason Dollinghouse defending him. Picks up the dribble. He's going to need help. Now gets it back out to Shaw. Here on the right wing to Lolly between the rings, top of the key. Sandy Creek working the outside perimeter, keeping the ball outside that three-point arc. Johnson Brock's pressuring man-to-man defense, preventing them from getting inside and getting a close look at the basket. Again, Lolly handles the ball, flips it to the left wing to Shaw. Shaw guarded out there by Buckmeyer now. To the near side, comes back to Jack Clark. He's into the corner. Jack Clark, he's a tall boy there, probably 6'5", 6'6", holding the ball, guarded by Taylor. Nearly tied up, got rid of the ball, hands it back out to Ethan Shaw. To the left side, driving baseline. In trouble, moving all around, still no whistle. Back to the top of the key, Ethan Shaw. Lots of contact under there, no whistle. Shaw with the basketball. Coming down after him is Buckmeyer. Gives it up top now to Jack Clark. Right back to Ethan Shaw, across court to the left side. Peter finds Lolly with the pass. Lolly stands on the left wing. One dribble, picks up his dribble, goes to Ethan Shaw, deep corner, baseline, left side. Shaw backs it out onto the left wing, now works to the free throw line in the circle, to the right wing to Jack Clark. Jack Clark, top of the key, finds Lolly with it. We near the three-minute mark here of the first half in a low-scoring contest. 11-7, Sandy Creek running a very patient offense here against Johnson Brock. Again to the top of the circle to Jacob Peter. Over to the left wing. I think that's Jack Clark with the basketball. Finds Lolly with the bounce pass. Right side, Ethan Shaw. Inside under the bucket. No shot there. Lolly feeds it to the corner. Deep left side. They had an opportunity and didn't get it up under the basket. You can hear the Johnson Brock defense. Now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles.
Lane Buckmeyer is going to pick up his first personal foul. Now matching Sandy Creek with four team fouls.
So it'll be Sandy Creek's basketball inbounding it. On the near side, Drake Lolly, the senior. 2:37 to go, first half, 11-7. Johnson Brock up by four. Cougars with the basketball. Lolly inbounds it, 5-second call, no. Timeout taken. So we've got a timeout on the floor.
We will take a 30-second break. You're listening to Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn is pleased to announce the addition of Dr. Gary Koenig to the medical team. Dr. Koenig is a board certified in internal medicine, pulmonary disease, and allergy, as well as immunology, and will be holding clinical visits on the second Wednesday of every month. Nemaha County Hospital is located in Auburn, Nebraska, and is a critical access hospital serving the regional area and voted a top 100 facility in the country. For more information, go to nemahacountyhospital.com or find them on Facebook.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Andy Gatula, Keaton Corman back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. 2:37 to play in the second period. Johnson Brock on top, 11-7. What we've seen so far here is a very patient offense from Sandy Creek. They're content to hang on to the ball for a minute or two between shots. Johnson Brock starting to put a little man-to-man pressure on him here to try and get the steals. When the Eagles have been able to come up with the steals, it's gone very well for them. They've got a couple of breakaway lay-ins. All right, trying for the inbound pass will be Lolly. Lolly inbounds the ball, tosses into Jacob Peter. He's double-teamed and tied up. Ball is loose with the steal to Nick Perriott. Two-on-two fast break. Perriott in the paint. Driving, laying up, no good. Ball tipped around, the rebound pulled down underneath by Jack Clark. Oh, Johnson Brock missed a golden opportunity there. Clark got the defensive rebound. The outlet pass deflected away by Perriott. Goes out of bounds off of Perriott. It'll belong to the Cougars. Lolly will inbound it. Drake Lolly, a senior, will inbound the ball in the corner on the baseline under the Johnson Brock basket against full court pressure now. It's the pass inbound into Ethan Shaw. Shaw, just a sophomore. He's the point guard on this team for the Cougars. Kind of the spark plug that runs the engine here. Shaw, lob pass under to Lolly, under the basket, driving lay-in up and good. Nice job as they found Drake Lolly on the baseline for the lay-in. Back to a two-point ball game. 11-9, your score. Johnson Brock with the basketball on the right side. Brody Kaler feeds it to Perriott in the corner. Deep baseline, right side of the basket. Perriott dribbles up to the top of the key to Camden Dollinghouse. Driving layup, Dollinghouse got the basket and the foul. Camden Dollinghouse got the bucket. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Foul on number 13, Jacob Peter. His second personal foul, 15th foul now.
So at the free throw line now, Camden Dollinghouse shooting one shot. Back onto the floor for Johnson Brock comes Jalen Behrens back into the ballgame. Camden Dollinghouse at the line for the and one. The free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. So Dollinghouse completes a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and it's a five-point Johnson Brock lead, biggest lead yet of the ballgame for either team with a minute 43 to go here. With the basketball, Caden Clark gives up to Lolly. Drake Lolly right side to Caden Clark. Lob pass inside, tipped away. Ball is stolen away by Camden Dollinghouse. Outlet pass goes to Behrens. He starts up court across the timeline to Dollinghouse. Left side, Sloan Pelican driving baseline. Left side goes up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul. Sloan Pelican will be at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Jacob Peter picking up his second possessional foul in a row. His third personal foul, team six.
Yeah, I've got that as his third. Yeah, now they've changed it. It is his third. Pelican at the line shooting two shots. He's one out of two from the line so far tonight. This shot is up and good. He now has 4 points. Sloan Pelican averages 8.5 points per ball game on the season. Nick Perriott comes back into the ball game. He will replace Jalen Behrens now for the Eagles. A minute 21 to play in the first half here at Johnson. Sloan Pelican at the line, ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up, it's off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Cougars. Sandy Creek with the basketball, down by six now. This is the biggest lead for either team with a minute 13 to go here in the first half. A six-point Johnson Brock lead in a low-scoring contest. Lolly, Drake Lolly handles the ball to the top of the circle. Owen Oglesby in the lineup now, handling the ball. Ethan Shaw, cross court to Jack Clark. Jack Clark in the corner on the dribble, left side for three, up and off, no good. But the rebound, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. I think they're going to probably get Nick Perriott there.
I agree. Yep. His second personal foul, team fifth, now one behind Sandy Creek.
Not a shooting foul. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket with 48.8 seconds to play here in the first half. Lolly gets the inbound pass. He clears it up to Peter. Peter across to the near side, working the right side of the lane. Handling the basketball is Jack Clark, an offensive foul. Jack Clark led with the forearm, and anytime you pull the arm up,
they'll
call her almost any time.
Yep. Jack Clark, his second personal foul. Now Johnson Brock entering the bonus with...
Yeah, that was a player control offensive foul, so we won't shoot that one on the seventh. The next one will be 1-1.
Right, right. Yep.
40 seconds to play here in the first half. Johnson Brock sitting on a six-point lead. They will probably play for one here. Sloan Pelican at the free throw line. To the left side, Cason Dollinghouse, top of the key with it. Gives to Brody Kaler. Kaler to Buckmeyer. Again, finds Kaler. 25 seconds to go. Buckmeyer dribbling on the baseline, under the basket, kicks it into the corner. Open look, three for Kaler. Got it! The freshman, Brody Kaler, we mentioned he had 7 threes the other night, one away from a school record. He now has 2 tonight, and that gives Johnson Brock an 18-9 lead. Time running out. Final shot coming at the buzzer for 3. It's off, no good. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Sandy Creek Cougars. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 18 and Sandy Creek 9. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from death. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
Thank you, Keaton. Let's take a look at those numbers from the first half of this ball game. First of all, for the Sandy Creek Cougars, they're led at the half by Jack Mark. He has 3 points. Then 2 points each for Drake Lolly, Jacob Peter, and Ethan Shaw for their total of 9. From the free throw line, the Cougars went 2 out of 2 at the charity stripe. Individual scoring for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Brody Kaler leads the way. He had a pair of threes for 6 points. Sloan Pelican added 4. 3 points at halftime for Camden Dollinghouse. Cason Dollinghouse with 2. Leighton Behrens has 2. And Lane Buckmeyer with a single free throw for 1 point for their total of 18. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock hit 4 out of 7 at the charity stripe. After one quarter, Johnson Brock led by 1, 6-5 at the half. The Eagles are on top, 18-9. We're going to step aside now and take a 2-minute timeout. Then we'll update you with our latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up right after this timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank, proud to partner with local schools and be part of the Falls City community since 1880, with the tradition of personalized and local community banking now and into the future. In addition to the new school savings programs, the SCORE School Support Program has resulted in local Frontier Bank officers presenting over $900 to Sacred Heart and nearly $1,900 to Falls City Public Schools for achieving academic and athletic goals. Frontier Bank, online at frontier.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. We're competing with not one, but two high school bands here tonight. Randy Catula back with you. We're very pleased to have joining us now at our broadcast booth from Johnson County Central High School, Marcus Scheer. Marcus, you've been involved from the get-go with all this Strive TV. Tell us a little bit about what's happening here tonight.
Well, of course, Johnson Brock has their own Strive crew, but Sandy Creek brought along some of their crew members, as well as some additional cameras. Hopefully everybody at home has been enjoying those alternate views. But Mason, he's been working with Strive, not just on his home Sandy Creek event, but also state basketball and Heartland Hoops classes. He's been out there running these alternate views the whole time.
I have to admit, I've been sneaking a peek at the big monitor over here from time to time, and really cool the way the kids, they've got a producer-director here that's directing the cameras. This is pretty similar to what you do over Johnson County Central, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Mason up here is looking at every camera, and he's directing all the cameras down below to let them know when their shots are right, and all these kids are learning on the fly of how to operate these different angles and the different equipment.
I just got one question, Marcus. Where the heck was this 50 years ago? When I was in high school. Man, wouldn't this have been fun?
Yeah, I think this was only in comic books back then, but you could do this type of stuff.
Yeah, it's an incredible show they're putting on here. What I especially like is watching the kids from Sandy Creek come in. They all shake hands, introduce themselves, and suddenly the Johnson Brock kids, the Sandy Creek kids, they all become one crew here working together. That's fun to see.
Yeah, that's just a part about being a Strive school, is that no matter if you're playing against them or if it's your neighbor just down the road, you can always go to each other to ask questions or collaborate on a live stream. And again, these kids, they've only known each other maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, and they're working together to put together the stream.
I had a young man here, Keaton Corman, sat down with me about 60 seconds before we went on the air, gave him a little bit of a crash course on what we're trying to do. He just jumps in with both feet and takes off. I think I could go down and get a cup of coffee and just turn him loose if I wanted to here.
Well, of course, there's a lot of different options out there technology-wise, but I don't think there's anything that can replace the collaboration and the family type of atmosphere that Strive Schools provides.
And you're doing quite a bit of that. I see you at Mudeca's tournament. Are you doing something with State 2 this year?
Yep. So State is also another collaboration between us, Strive, and all the other schools. But regardless if we're at Johnson County Central, Mudeca's, or ECNC, it's always open to any other school to have different kids. We've had kids from both Johnson Brock and Auburn work with us just in the last month or so.
Well, Marcus, you're doing a great job. Johnson County Central, in my opinion, is kind of the gold standard for Strive TV production. So keep up the good work over there, and thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Randy.
Okay, that's Marcus Scheer from Johnson County Central High School. Works with all the Strive kids over at Tecumseh, Johnson County. He's here tonight working alongside the kids from Sandy Creek and Johnson Brock. We're going to step aside for one more 60-second timeout, and we'll be back with third-quarter action after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. you'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Sandy Creek Cougars 18-9, our halftime score. I want to acknowledge all the young people involved in the video stream tonight. Clara Heller, Briston Blecka, Anthony Lunsman, Aubrey Critchfield, Johanna Bowling from Johnson Brock, and the Sandy Creek kids.
We have Mason Hendricks, Trip Rocco, Landry Bohr, Kate Kackmeister, Hudson Devlin, and big thanks to Jeremy Bohr for being the sponsor for us, and I am Keaton Foreman.
And Logan Carpenter is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for the radio portion of our broadcast. Folks in your home communities, if you see these young people and you're enjoying the video stream tonight, grab them up and tell them thank you. Let them know how much you appreciate their efforts. We're back to live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball to start the third quarter. Into forecourt baseline left side. Shot is up. Dollinghouse up and off. No good. Rebound Ethan Shaw. Shaw will push the ball down court. It'll be interesting to see if Sandy Creek stays in that patient slow down offense, trailing now 18-9. With the ball is Jack Clark at the top of the key. He comes to the left wing with it to Ethan Shaw. Backing in on the baseline. Fall away shot on the baseline. Up and off. No good by Jacob Peter, but a whistle and a foul called, and I think we're going to put Peter at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. See who they put this one on here. They haven't posted it yet for us. A little bit slow getting it up there. Peter at the line to shoot two.
That's going to be on Kaysen Dollinghouse. That's going to be his first personal foul, first team foul of this half.
First shot is up and off. No good for Jacob Peter. He's a sophomore, averages 2.3 points per contest. For the Cougars, he'll have a second shot here. It's off also, and the rebound comes down to Nick Perriott. Down court to Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse up top finds Perriott. Perriott dribbles to the right side of the free throw lane. Dollinghouse. Sloan Pelican takes it in. Oh, bounce pass underneath. Great job. Sloan Pelican fed the ball into Leighton Behrens. They did that back in the second quarter. They found Behrens down there. The defense from Sandy Creek is paying so much attention to Sloan Pelican, they're leaving Behrens unattended under the basket for the easy two. Here's a steal, driving lay-in, left-handed up and good for Sloan Pelican. And suddenly, Johnson Brock has jumped out to a 22-9 lead in the first minute here of this third quarter. Eagles threatening to blow this thing open now. Lolly with the basketball, right wing, top of the circle. Comes up to Caden Clark. Here's a three from the right side that's up. Off, no good. The rebound to Sloan Pelican. Pelican dribbles out of traffic across the timeline with the basketball, right side of the free throw lane. Still has the ball, needs help. Bounce pass goes inside. Turnaround shot, Behrens off the glass, up and good. Leighton Behrens has 4 points in this quarter. He's got six now. Pushes the lead out 24-9. 15-point lead. Timeout taken by Sandy Creek.
So there's a timeout on the floor. We will step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock held an 18-9 halftime lead. They came out here in the first minute and a half of this third quarter, went on a 6-0 run, and now have opened up a 15-point advantage, 24-9. Coach Cole Wiseman had seen enough. He wanted to take time out and settle his cagers down here a little bit. Suddenly they look up at the scoreboard, and they're down by 15. Now, there's a lot of time left in this basketball game, 6:22 to play in the third period. I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers on the line is a trip to the state basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. We've got a lot of basketball coming up this week for you here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. As we're ready to move back to live action, Lolly will inbound it. Drake Lolly on the side in forecourt, having trouble finding somebody open. Now does get the ball in. Inbounds it to Jack Clark. It comes back to Lolly. Hands it off to Ethan Shaw. Right now, Sandy Creek desperate for some points. They need to score and put a stop to the run. There's a steal by Sloan Pelican. Pelican with the basketball down court into the corner baseline left side. Driving layup. Dollinghouse ball goes to the floor. Whistle and a foul. Dollinghouse drove the baseline on the left side. He'll be stepping to the free throw line. That's Kason Dollinghouse, where he'll be shooting two shots.
Oliver Oglesby, number 25, picking up his third personal foul. Well, I have second. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've only got that as his second.
I believe it's his second. First team.
First free throw is up and good by Kason Dollinghouse. Yeah, that's only now they change it to the third up there. Huh. I only had that as a second, but
yep.
Officially they're saying the third. Kason Dollinghouse at the line for his second free throw. It's up, and this one is off, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Oliver Oglesby. Oglesby with the rebound. 25-9 your score now. A 7-0 run to begin the quarter for Johnson Brock. Lolly with the basketball, gives it up top to Jack Clark. Left wing, he feeds to Ethan Shaw. Shaw comes back to Jack Clark, to the top of the key to Oglesby. Oglesby feeds right wing to Shaw. Lob pass in, tipped away. Johnson Brock chases it down. Sloan Pelican comes up with the basketball. In a hurry, here comes Nick Perriott, driving, laying up, no. Rebound, Behrens. Behrens, follow shot up, off, it won't go. Tipped around and getting the rebound, doing a good job, Oliver Oglesby. Oglesby, the freshman in there, battling for that defensive board for the Cougars. I'll let pass down court to Ethan Shaw. He'll reset the offense. Shaw to the right wing. Gets it across to Caden Clark. To the left elbow again to Ethan Shaw. On the dribble, guarded by Behrens, is Shaw. Now finds Jack Clark with the ball. Here comes Lolly for a driving lay-in, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Drake Lolly. And Lolly puts a stop to that 7-0 run to start the quarter by Johnson Brock. Back to a 14-point ball game now. Ball dribbled away from Perriott. Perriott gives it into Dollinghouse. Kason Dollinghouse has the ball stripped away. Nice save by Lolly on the baseline. Looked like he was going to fall out of bounds, and he managed to get rid of the basketball. Lolly across the timeline, 25-11. The lead is 14 now for Johnson Brock. They led by 16 there momentarily. 4.5 minutes to play here in the third period. Drake Lolly with the basketball to the right wing. Finds Jack Clark into the corner. Push foul on the baseline is going to be called on Johnson Brock.
Clayton Behrens, his second personal foul. Team second as well for the Caps.
Not a shooting foul. Substitutes in for Johnson Brock. Jalen Behrens back onto the floor. Also back into the contest, Lane Buckmeyer. 4:22 to play here in the third quarter. 25-11. Johnson Brock up by 14. They led by 16 a few moments ago. It'll be Sandy Creek's basketball. Cougars to inbound it. Lob pass. Oglesby. Shot is up. No, but he's fouled. At the free throw line will be Oliver Oglesby, the freshman. What is he? 6'5", 6'6",
yep,
at least?
6'6".
6'6" freshman. He has not scored. He'll be shooting two shots.
They're going to call that on number 5, Camden Dollinghouse. His second personal foul, team third of the half.
At the line, Oliver Oglesby, the freshman. Averages 4.6 points per game. Has not scored tonight. Free throw is up and good. He'll have a second shot. Second free throw coming up for the tall freshman here. Not a lot of meat on those bones. He's tall, but not a very big statured ball player. Oglesby's second free throw is up. It's off the back of the iron. The ball is tipped around. Behrens comes out with it, and a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Sandy Creek.
Wojtek Bohoni for the Cougars. His first personal foul, his second team foul of the half.
Wojtek Bohoni, a Czech exchange student from Czechoslovakia, on the floor now here for Sandy Creek. Johnson Brock's basketball. Here's a three from the corner. Good. Putting that one down was Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse for a three. He's got 6 points, and it's 28-12. That equals the biggest lead of the ball game once again. A 16-point advantage for Johnson Brock with 3:55 to go here in the third quarter. With the ball is Lolly around the horn right side. Clark handles it. Trying to penetrate into the paint, driving layup. Ball goes up to the backboard, tipped around. Rebound brought down by Buckmeyer. Lane Buckmeyer is going to push the ball down the court. Feeds to Behrens. He'll take it all the way in. Behrens trapped under the basket, has to bring it back to the top of the key. Now Camden Dollinghouse gives up to Kason to Lane Buckmeyer, rather. Back to Dollinghouse, driving lay-in up, couldn't get it, but he'll be fouled, and we're going to put Camden Dollinghouse at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Boy, so Pavone picking up his second personal foul early on. Second personal foul, team third.
At the line, Camden Dollinghouse shooting two shots for the Eagles. First free throw is on the way. It's good. Camden Dollinghouse now with 7 points for Johnson Brock. 29-12, biggest lead yet. Eagles up by 17 points. Boy, this was a tight ball game throughout the entire first half, and Johnson Brock has come out and really dominated here in the third period. Camden Dollinghouse, second free throw is up. It's good. Got the roll. Sandy Creek desperately needs to find some offense. They need to score the next couple of trips down. They can't keep coming up empty and falling farther and farther behind. Here's Lolly with a driving layup that's blocked. Barron's with the rebound. Lolly thought he had a driving layup. Barron's brings it all the way down the lane. Here's a three on the way. Dollinghouse short off the front of the rim. Tipped around. Perriott had it. Now it's loose on the floor. Everybody after the basketball. And finally, we get a foul. Okay. Johnson Brock fans wanted a hell ball, obviously. Foul, I think, is going to go on Jalen Barron.
Yep. His first personal foul, team third, I believe. Or no. Yep, team fourth.
Team fourth personal, yes. Basketball will belong to Sandy Creek after the foul. To inbound the pass will be Drake Lolly. Lolly, the senior point guard out here. He'll be inbounding the ball. 3:02 to play in the third quarter. 30-12 our score now. Johnson Brock's biggest lead here, an 18-point lead.
Yeah, I was talking to some people about this Cougars offense coming to this game, and they said they were going to do it a little bit slower, but I wasn't quite expecting it to be this slow.
Well, it worked well for them for a quarter
and
a half. Toward the end of the second quarter, it kind of got away from them there. But now they're going to have to play catch-up ball from behind. There's
right.
No way they can afford to slow it down by 18 points. Inbound the pass to Ethan Shaw. Shaw across the timeline. Cougars are going to have to turn it up a notch offensively now to get going, down by 18. On the right side, Polovny in there. That's Vojta. Again, he's from Czechoslovakia, the Czech exchange student. Vojta tries to drive the baseline, has the ball stolen away. With the steal is Buckmeyer, feeds it under left side. Lay-in up and good by Brody Kaler. Give Lane Buckmeyer the assist, a gift to Brody Kaler. He wrapped up 2 points, put a bow on it in a box, and presented it to him on the baseline. Now another steal, breakaway. Camden Dollinghouse driving lay-in up and good. Johnson Brock is blowing this thing wide open. With 2:15 to go in the third quarter, suddenly it's a 34-12 ball game, and never saw that coming, that's for sure. Sandy Creek's basketball, moment of desperation here, falling to the floor. Timeout's going to be taken by Sandy Creek to preserve the timeout.
We will take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Near the top of the hour, we'll take a moment to remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Sunny 101.3, Fall City, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play, Keaton Corman from Sandy Creek alongside tonight, doing an admirable job here on the color commentary. We have a group of Sandy Creek students and Johnson Brock students teaming up to present the Strive TV video stream of tonight's broadcast. We're back to live action with the basketball for Sandy Creek. Handling it is Ethan Shaw. He dribbles between the rings to the top of the circle. Has the ball tipped away and stolen. Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer is going to be called for a double dribble.
Yep.
On fast breaks and bull riding, you got to keep one hand free. And he reached down and touched the basketball. Buckmeyer will turn it over on the double dribble. The free hand came down and touched the ball just as he hesitated. And it'll be a turnover to give the ball back to Sandy Creek. Lolly will inbound it. Drake Lolly, the senior, substitutes in now. Let's see, for Johnson Brock. Chase Van Winkle making his first appearance tonight, checking into the ballgame. Van Winkle, a 5'11 junior on the floor for Johnson Brock. A minute 48 to go in the third quarter. Van Winkle checks into the ballgame. Here's the inbound pass. Toss it in. This is Zach Corman handling the ball. That's the big brother there, right?
Yep, that's my
ball is loose. Lolly comes up with it across the timeline to the corner. Here's a long three. Left side short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Kason Dollinghouse. He got caught in the nose there, I think. Dollinghouse wiping his nose and eye as he comes down court. He's coming to the bench and saying he needs help there. We're going to see if he's got the ball back now. Coach is asking for a timeout for an injured player here. 30-second timeout. We'll step aside quickly.
So we see a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
High school basketball coming your way from Johnson Brock High School tonight with a minute 20 to play in the third period. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Cougars of Sandy Creek 34-12. On the line, a ticket to the state basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Inbound the pass to Chase Van Winkle. Van Winkle on the dribble into the free throw line. Gives it up top to Camden Dollinghouse. Off to Brody Kaler in the paint, right wing. Again, Van Winkle handles the ball. Goes into Jalen Behrens. Here's a long three up and good. Nailing the three from the left wing was Brody Kaler. His third three-pointer of the night. He's got 11. And suddenly, it is 37-12. Did not see this coming, especially as tight as things were throughout most of that first half. Driving baseline left side, moving to the basket is Caden Clark. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and we'll put Caden Clark to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Jalen Behrens picked up his second personal foul, team fifth foul of this half.
All right, Caden Clark at the free throw line. He has not scored yet tonight. Free throw is up and good. It's the first one. He'll have a second shot coming. 37-13, your score. That is only the fourth point of this period for Sandy Creek. They had nine at halftime. And we've got 42.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Caden Clark, again at the free throw line. Second free throw attempt is up. It's short off the front of the rim. And coming down with the rebound for Johnson Brock is Garrison Bowie. Bowie got that defensive board for Johnson Brock. In backcourt, Buckmeyer gets it across to Behrens into the corner left side. Back up to Brody Kaler. Kaler just a freshman, but he likes to shoot the three. Came one away from getting a school record last week here in the sub-districts when he made seven in one game.
Wow.
All right, handling the ball now is Lane Buckmeyer. A cross-court pass, Van Winkle. Lob pass comes back to Buckmeyer with 10 seconds. Buckmeyer has the ball taken away. Coming up with the steal is Oglesby. Oglesby gets rid of the ball. Stolen right back. Fall away jump shot. Brody Kaler got his own rebound. Try for tip in. Doesn't go. After three quarters, Johnson Brock on top.
So we will take a 1 minute timeout and be right back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny 101.3.
A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock here at Johnson Brock High School. Your Johnson Brock Eagles have to feel like they're 8 minutes away from a trip to the state tournament. In command right now by 25 points, 37-13 the score. Johnson Brock on top. The Eagles just want to play 8 more minutes of ball and get out of here. Sandy Creek trying to battle their way back into it. Several seniors on this Cougar team not wanting this to be their final ball game. That's Ethan Shaw with the basketball. Gives it off on the right side to Jack Clark, just a sophomore. Top of the key, Jacob Peter. To the left side, Caden Clark, one of the seniors out there handling the ball. Feeds the left wing to Ethan Shaw. Bounce pass, Lolly. Lolly has it dribbled away. The ball is loose. People battling after it. I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul, perhaps called on Lolly.
Yep. So Drake Lolly's going to pick up his second personal foul, team fourth of the half.
So it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 7:38 to go in the ball game here at Johnson. 37-13. Johnson Brock on top, on the dribble. Camden Dollinghouse gives to the right side to his brother, Kason Dollinghouse, off to Sloan Pelican. Nick Perriott, they're running that weave at the top of the key. That's the equivalent all underneath to Kason Dollinghouse. Sloan Pelican with the assist found Kason Dollinghouse, and the Sandy Creek defense got caught napping there a little bit. That's happened on several occasions right under the basket. Normally it's been Barron's that's been getting that gift into there, but that time they found Dollinghouse. 39-13. And a travel is going to be called on Drake Lolly. Seniors on this Sandy Creek team are Caden Clark, Wojta Polovny, the Czech exchange student, and Drake Lolly. But that bodes well for Sandy Creek basketball to the future. They've got a lot of sophomores out here seeing a lot of varsity action, a lot of young ball players gaining valuable experience. With the ball is Dollinghouse, Kason Dollinghouse into the corner to Nick Perriott. Perriott feeds it back underneath the Barons, right side. Perriott from the corner for three off the rim, and the rebound brought down by Dollinghouse. Caden Dollinghouse will reset the offense to Nick Perriott. Perriott at the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath. Reverse lay-in. Kason Dollinghouse can't get it. The ball's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson Brock. And it will be the Cougars basketball.
6:34 left in this fourth quarter. Johnson Brock leading 39-13.
Johnson Brock student section has been on their feet throughout the entire ball game, standing. Good thing nobody's sitting behind them. You wouldn't see much of the ball game.
Yep.
6:25 to go in the contest. Into the corner, right side. That's Oglesby, the freshman, with the ball. Feeds it back out now to Jack Clark. Again to Oglesby in the corner. To the top of the key, Caden Clark. Now Shaw, Caden Clark from the top of the key for two. Off the back of the iron, a battle for the rebound. Long shot for three from the corner, up and good. Four out in the corner, an NBA-type three by Jack Clark, his second three-pointer of the night. He was 8 feet outside the three-point arc when he launched that one. Jack Clark with the three, he's got six. Johnson Brock the other direction on the baseline. Perriott feeds into Pelican. Shot is up and off, no good. Oglesby battles underneath with Barons. Barons gets the rebound. Follow shot, three, up, off, no good. Taylor, again, Barons with the rebound to Nick Perriott. Perriott in the paint. He goes in for a driving layup. It won't fall. Oglesby with the rebound. Oglesby, outlet pass to Shaw. Whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on Dollinghouse.
Kason Dollinghouse, his second personal foul, team sixth of the half.
Down to 5:29 to go in the ball game here at Johnson Brock High School. 39-19. Johnson Brock up by 20.
I apologize. That was their 16th foul.
All right. Cougars basketball. This is Shaw on the dribble, Ethan Shaw. To the left wing, he finds Jack Clark with the pass. Clark comes back to the top of the key to Caden Clark. Now an offensive foul is going to be called against the Cougars.
Jack Clark on the foul. It's going to be his third personal foul, 15 foul.
Clock down to 5:13 to go. Johnson Brock's girls are on their way to the state basketball tournament. We'll have live coverage of their game Wednesday night here on Sunny 101.3. They're going to face Hardington Cedar Catholic, 7:45 tip-off. That'll be live, I believe, from the Devaney Center is where we'll have that one. John Nixon will join me for that broadcast. John and I will be teaming up for all your state tournament coverage. as area teams make the trip into Lincoln. All right, Johnson Brock with the basketball into forecourt. Dollinghouse comes to Perry into the corner, baseline left side, spin move, Dollinghouse. Open look left side, off, no good, put up by Buckmeyer for three. He couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to the Cougars, and the outlet pass comes to Ethan Shaw. This is Ethan Shaw behind the back dribble in the paint. Tries to go up with a shot. They'll say he traveled. Ethan Shaw got tangled up by about three defenders in there. He just didn't have anywhere to go. Had the right idea, made a good effort, but couldn't finish to get it to the bucket. Going to have a little bit of pressure being applied now by the Cougars. Johnson Brock inbounds the pass. Dribbling between defenders is Camden Dollinghouse. Gives it out here to Lane Buckmeyer on the near side. Lane Buckmeyer holds the basketball to the top of the key, up to Nick Perriott with it. Perriott finds Sloan Pelican. Pelican all the way in, driving lay-in up and good. Sloan Pelican is a junior, a 5'8 junior. He now has 8 points. He also drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Jacob Peter picking up his fourth personal foul, team six.
At the free throw line, Sloan Pelican, 8 points so far tonight. He's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, and he'll be here shooting just one. Sloan Pelican. But we got Lolly back into the ballgame now. Drake Lolly checks back, replacing Peter. Second or first free throw is up and good for Sloan Pelican. He now has 9. We invite you to stay tuned for our postgame show, both on Strive TV and here on Sunny 101.3. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the individual statistics, let you know how your favorite player performed here tonight. Lolly with the pass to the left side. Comes over to Jack Clark. A cross-court pass. Now Lolly at the top of the key for three. Off the rim. Ball tipped away and stolen by Camden Dollinghouse. Somehow Dollinghouse took that ball away from the Cougars down there who were set up for the defensive rebound. Johnson Brock's basketball. Camden Dollinghouse to the near side to Nick Perriott. Perriott beats Sloan Pelican. Pelican almost falls to the floor. They're going to say he traveled, and I know Sloan is going to feel like he was dribbling the whole time. But they call him for traveling. It'll be a turnover and get the basketball back once again to the Sandy Creek Cougars. Folks wondering, where is Sandy Creek? Well, it's located along Highway 14, south of Clay Center. Fairfield, I believe, is the official address for the high school. Pretty fur piece out there, what, about 2.5 hours or so, I imagine?
Yep, just about. Yep.
At the top of the key to the left side with the basketball is Jack Clark. Ball taken away. Buckmeyer with the steal. Feeds to Pelican to the right side. Pelican gives it back up to Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock has, they don't need to be in any hurry here. They're up 42-16. 3.5 minutes to play. The Eagles can afford to just set on the basketball. So what if you turn it over a couple of times? You've got a big enough lead. You can just run out the clock here on the Cougars and get the ticket to go to Lincoln. This is Camden Dollinghouse driving for a layup. Puts it up. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Jalen Behrens, and you can hear the crowd reaction by Johnson Brock. Behrens is a 5'11 senior, and that's his, he does not start, and that is his first 2 points of the ball game. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Starting point guard Ethan Shaw, number 11, picking up his first personal foul, equaling the team seventh of the half.
So at the free throw line, Jalen Behrens, a 5'11 senior, for the and one, picked up his first 2 points of the game just a moment ago, and the Johnson Brock fans loved it. Jalen Behrens, free throw is up and good. Behrens with 3 now, 45-16, a 29-point lead now for Johnson Brock as they have taken command of the basketball game with just 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. With the ball is Ethan Shaw. Between the rings to the right side with the pass. Oglesby feeds it in underneath, moving toward the hoop. That's Caden Clark. Caden is trapped, needs help. Goes inside with it to Lolly. His pass is stolen away. Camden Dollinghouse with the steal. Comes up court, a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Drake Lolly.
His third personal foul, now 8th team foul. So we have 2:51 left in this fourth quarter. Johnson Brock leading the Sandy Creek Cougars 45-16.
At the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse. He is 3 for 3 from the line so far tonight. Has 10 points in the ballgame. Free throw is on the way up and good. That's 11 now for Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse, Kaysen Dollinghouse, twin brothers, sons of head coach Lucas Dollinghouse here at Johnson Brock. They're just sophomores. Second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. Camden Dollinghouse is a perfect 5 for 5 from the line. and Camden will leave the ballgame. Checking in to replace him is Garrison Bowie, a 5'11 sophomore. Time for some of the underclassmen to get some playing time here in the district final. Dalton Knippelmeyer up off the bench getting ready to check in. We'll ID those players as they enter the contest. Down to 2 minutes and 39 seconds to go in the ballgame. With the ball is Jack Clark to the left elbow. Drake Lolly on the dribble. Across court right side to Caden Clark. Here's a three on the way. Shaw got it. Oh, that was nice. Ethan Shaw pulled up and hits the three from out of the right elbow. Nothing but nylon on that shot for Ethan Shaw. 47-19 your score now. With the ball, Behrens feeds into the corner on the right side to Van Winkle. Van Winkle up top to Buckmeyer. Across court pass over onto the far side for Johnson Brock. Garrison Bowie handles the ball. Now to Brody Kaler with the basketball. Kaler, left wing, Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer works the dribble, had it taken away, got it back. Buckmeyer takes it all the way in. He slips and he'll be called for traveling. Lost his footing under the bucket. Lane Buckmeyer with the turnover on the baseline. Inside of 2 minutes to go in this one. Again, be sure and stay tuned for the postgame show, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on Johnson Brock Strive TV. We'll carry the postgame in its entirety on Strive, so you can watch it there. 1:45 left to play on the clock. The ball is tipped up. It's loose. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll belong to Johnson Brock. Here come the Eagle reserves. Dalton Knippelmeyer into the ballgame. Hayden Gravatt into the ballgame. Austin Meyer comes into the contest. You can hear the Johnson Brock partisan crowd, the round of applause they're giving to their players as they step out. Grady Behrens also on the floor now for Johnson Brock. The Eagles are headed to the state tournament, folks. You heard it first here on Sunny 101.3. We had exclusive radio coverage of tonight's district final. Here's Dalton Knippelmeyer. 1-2. He got it. Dalton Knippelmeyer hits the two. The senior, 6'4 senior, steps in and just steps right up. He had his toe on the line, or that would have been a three. A minute 18 to play. Glad to see Dalton get in the scorebook here. Another senior playing for the final time on the home court here at Johnson Brock. With the basketball now is Owen Oglesby. Oglesby to the left side to Zach Corman. Top of the key, back up it goes to Oliver Oglesby. Oliver holds the ball to the left wing. Handling there, Aaron Wiley in the ballgame now. Wiley has the ball tipped away, but it's touched last by Austin Meyer, so it'll stay with the Sandy Creek Cougars. You hear the familiar, I believe that we will win cheer going up over here with the Johnson Brock cheering section. Less than a minute to play now with the basketball for the Cougars on the right wing. They come to the near side. Owen Oglesby, he feeds to Caden Smith. Smith in the paint, can't get a look, kicks it out onto the right wing. Left side, Oglesby again with it. Owen goes in to Owen Oglesby. Oh, the pass is wide of the mark. It goes out of bounds. 32 seconds left to play. Johnson Brock should be able to just come down and dribble this thing out. After all, it's a 30-point ball game. Fouling would be kind of an exercise in futility here right now. Yeah. Wouldn't be much sense in that. With the ball on the left side, Austin Meyer. Pretty sure Johnson Brock's going to be instructed not to be shooting the ball up here. They're just, of course, it's hard to tell the freshman not to try and score in varsity.
Right.
In it goes to Knippelmeyer. He tries to go up with a shot, and he will be fouled. Dalton Knippelmeyer will be at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. Who's a foul on?
Oh, and Oglesby's new to the scoreboard. His first personal foul, 19 fouls.
Oglesby called for it. Okay, Owen. At the free throw line, good. Is Dalton Knippelmeyer. He's got 3 points. He'll have a second shot here. 6'4 senior. Second shot up and good. Got them both. Dalton Knippelmeyer sits in your chair sometimes. He works with me for the girls' games on the Strive broadcast. 51-19 the score. Johnson Brock with a dominating win here tonight. Clock is down. There's the buzzer. Long three doesn't go, and that's the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles 51 and the Sandy Creek Cougars 19. 51-19 is your final score. Stay with us. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with the postgame show after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.